The Sulphur Springs School Board again considered approving their construction manager's recommendation of contract bids for the Civic Center Auditorium renovation project at a special meeting Monday afternoon. The board also considered hiring a new high school principal. After the meeting, I talked with School Superintendent Michael Lamb.
Well, first of all, what happened on the auditorium today?
We've postponed it one more time. We're going to try to gather a few more pieces of information. I think we're real close to getting where we feel a little more comfortable about everything. Going to try to knock out some information and try to have a meeting pretty quick to finalize everything.
I was going to say, has Dan already started the asbestos work? And could that already get started, I guess, without contract?
That part got begun today, some of the abatement issue that was needed. So we're technically still on target for our start dates by him working on that this week. We just need to get some things approved and be able to move forward.
So you expect maybe an extra meeting sometime this week to hopefully even get it done? Or
hoping for, but I got to talk to the people that help organize that.
Oh, okay. What can you say about the new high school principal at this time?
Derek Driver was hired today as our high school principal. Got many years experience in the business, 9 as a principal in 3 different places. So we're excited. He's a high energy guy that brings a lot to the table, and just super duper happy that we could get him signed up today.
Where does he come from?
He's been a high school principal at Itasca the last 3 years, so that's where he's coming from right now. I have 4 kids, and his wife's in administration there in a neighboring district, but he comes from a long line of education situation and just got a lot of positive things.
Mm-hmm. What other high schools has he worked at?
He was at Venus before Itasca for 3 years and Troop for 3 years before that.
Okay.
He spent a long career coaching and teaching in North Garland, I believe, or one of the Garland schools as a high school basketball coach. So he's got a varied amount of experiences in small schools and big schools, and he's been in the business quite a while.
Pretty excited about our situation here?
Is he?
Yeah.
I believe so. His kids are excited. His kids are, he was sharing with me that one has already painted her nails blue and gold, and another one was at one of our camps today. And so I think their family's pretty excited about the move.
Very good. Anything else that you think is newsworthy out of this one?
Today's pretty simple. We scheduled this meeting as a special meeting because we knew we would need to get a high school principal hired today. So we hurried up our interview process. Didn't hurry it up necessarily, but we timed everything and we're hopeful that we could name somebody today. So it's primarily for the high school principal gig, and then still talking through some of the auditorium stuff. So that gave us an opportunity to do that today.
Back to high school principal, is he on a July 1 start date for you?
Yes, that's a typical 226 contract for us, starts at July 1. But he's going to start basically now and kind of put in a few days on the front end that he'll be able to comp himself back into the contract. We've got to get some people hired, and he wants to kind of hit the ground running. He'll need some flexibility to move and some different things, so we're going to trade some days here and there.
KSST News.